Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. Let your fingers do the walking.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 88 for this November the 15th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson, and joining me is the other guy. His name is Dan.
Are you all right, Porky Pig?
Dan.
That was actually pretty good.
So we're back again this week to do the same thing we do every single week, which is, Daniel, what is that?
We each provide three articles that we harvested.
Where? Where do we harvest them from?
From the dead corpse of the media.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And we find it, we harvest it as you would, like taking, a skin sample
or scraping?
Yeah. And then we let it cultivate.
Yeah.
In our mouths. Mm-hmm. And then spew it into their ears and rears.
Wow, yeah, that's actually pretty spot on.
With news.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah,
about some guys from Florida.
You're really spot on this week.
I usually have to
make something gross, but yeah. You were able to do it. So yeah, what he said, we're going to find the weirdest news. Actually, we've already done it. I should say we've already found the weirdest news that we could for the week, and we're going to scream it at you. Shout it into your face.
Okay, I'm going to not do that, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go as loud as I can.
I'm not.
At the top of my lungs.
I'm going to actually go as quiet as I can.
Okay, cool. That's good. What I'll do is I'll increase the gain on both of the mic channels so that mine is actually a headphone destroying while yours is finally audible.
Oh, okay.
But no, we're going to get to that shortly. But before we do, today's a very special day.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I refuse to believe this.
It's November 15th.
Oh, my God. How so?
Do you not know what today is? Today's actually a really big day.
It's the middle of the month.
No. You see, usually we have to make a joke out of it because each national day tends to land on some random day, and it's like, oh, National Raisin Day, National Clean Your Shoes Day. But we actually landed on a real holiday, an important one.
Yeah,
it's National Bunt Pan Day.
Bunt?
Bunt Pan Day.
Not the cake, but just the pan.
Yeah, the celebrate. Pan for the cake.
So now we've sunk so low now that we're celebrating cookware.
I don't know what you mean.
As a national celebration.
You know, honestly, I think you're persecuting my rights and beliefs, okay? Is that your way of telling me you didn't get me a National Bunt Pan Day?
Are you pro
gift?
Bunt Pan?
I'm very pro Bunt Pan.
I'm very anti Bunt.
So you didn't get me a gift?
No.
You did not get me a National Bunt Pan Day gift.
I'm from an organization called No Bunts About It. And what we do is, whenever we see.
It should have been called No Ifs, Ands, or Bunts.
Well, that's a subsidiary group. And what we do is we see somebody, you know, using a bundt cake pan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We murder that person.
Wow. You guys are serious.
And we destroy all evidence of that bundt pan.
Wow.
We burn it. We just make a big pile and we take that dead body of the person and the bundt cake pan. And all of their possessions and just burn it in a big pile.
Wow, that's really serious.
Yeah, it's
I feel kind of, this is like the first episode that I feel like I'm actually worried for my life.
It's like a murder party.
Yeah, a murder party. That's a party that you never have return guests for.
No bunts about it.
Oh, yeah, brother. So celebrate those by, I guess, making a pound cake or something. I don't know.
Take yourself to Pound Town.
Well, that's not at all what I said.
Isn't that what happens when you make a pound cake?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you frequent. Yeah, sure.
You frequent Pound Town.
You do. Well, okay. So celebrate that, and while you're busy celebrating it.
Okay.
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 Well, you wouldn't be.
I wouldn't. I would very much.
But
be
while
not
they
doing
are,
that.
You can listen to us tell you the news for the week, Dan. Start us off.
Many users of Facebook found themselves surprisingly killed off by the social media giant last Friday. A rash of memorial pages were created for people who were still alive and well, and the response has been somewhat funny.
Uh-huh.
Quote, "Why is Facebook saying I'm dead?" asked New York Times' Katie Rogers. "At first, I was indignant. I was definitely not dead. Even I thought I had been hacked when I asked a few of my colleagues, also dead."
Oh.
Facebook has since apologized for its error and said, "For a brief period today, a message meant for memorialized profiles was mistakenly posted to other accounts," spokesman said in an emailed statement. Couldn't even do it in person.
What?
"This was a terrible error that we have now fixed, and we are very sorry that this happened, and we worked as quickly as possible to fix it." So yeah, it only actually happened for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was big.
Let me ask you something.
Okay, do it.
What's more likely, that it was a Facebook glitch, or the far more likely, we very briefly, for only a few minutes, were able to speak
from beyond the grave?
With those in the afterlife who had ghost Facebook. But they don't know it because that's what it's all about, right? They're dead and they're like, "Oh boy, I'm sure not dead. Just doing my own thing." Woo. All right, Will Smith.
Ghost Facebook.
Yeah, as opposed to
Ghost Face Killer Book.
Yeah, well, he has his own special subsidiary.
Yeah.
I feel like we probably may have looked into the spirit realm briefly, and Facebook was like, "Oh no, that was just a Facebook glitch. We certainly haven't been dealing with necromancy over here. Don't worry about it. I'm that guy.
We
who
didn't
owns
kill
Facebook.
All of you and bring
Zach,
you back."
Zach Sassel Smith. I can't remember his name.
Zach
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
The Zuckerberg. That's him. Yeah.
He's dealing in dark magic, Dan.
It's funny that you bring him up because apparently he was one of the people to be memorialized.
That's his right. That's the beginning first right of being a necromancer. He has to die. He has to give up
and be reborn.
That's right. He has to give up this mortal. Release himself from this mortal existence.
I see.
So that he can begin summoning those from the death from the land of death.
Because he was once there himself.
Exactly. He's got to commune with them.
above Mark Zuckerberg's...
Mark, that's his name.
...profile page, there was a reading that said, "We hope people who love Mark will find comfort in the things others share to remember and celebrate his life." Rest in peace, Mark Zuckerberg. You will be missed for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Will he, though?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's a nice guy, but from what I've heard, he's a bit of a chode.
From what I saw on the social media, which is 100% true.
Yeah. Fact.
Social network.
Social network. Yeah. That's what it was.
And I only saw half of it, and it was on TV, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of commercial breaks, and I got up to pee a lot.
Mm-hmm. A good 4 or 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
So first you said it was all right, and now you don't care for it. You've reflected on it from 3 seconds ago.
I change my mind quite drastically time to time.
Yeah. All right, so cool. Good, cool man, cool.
We did it. People died and came back. Hooray.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory, but I'm definitely saying that it's a
that
conspiracy.
Is.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on.
I'm not saying it's aliens.
But it's aliens.
Yeah.
All right, well, moving on to Australia. When officers detained a wanted woman in Brisbane, Australia on Sunday night, they were stunned to find she was carrying a koala in her bag.
That's pretty Australian, though. I feel like that's normal down there.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how it works there.
I don't know.
Everything
what the
is
rules
upside
are.
Down. That's what I do know. Yeah. Everything's upside down there.
And that toilets flush into your butthole. Right?
Yep.
Isn't that what the swirl goes up? It's like a water spout.
And yeah, like a little mini tornado, but it just spirals
straight up
upwards.
The butt.
Yeah, you know. Okay, great. The unidentified 50-year-old claimed she was caring for the koala after finding it on a road the previous evening. Quote, the koala, believed to be about 6 months of age, seemed to be in good health, although a bit dehydrated, Queensland police said in a statement.
Mm.
Animal welfare workers from the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Queensland, or the RSPCA, as you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware.
Arrived on the scene to collect the critter. Quote, he's been on fluids, but he's doing well and will shortly be going out to a carer, said the society spokesman, Michael Beatty. He weighs, I'm giving you lots of koala facts, so buckle down.
Oh, good.
You're getting lots of new info about this koala and very little about the lady.
Okay, buckle, great.
Yeah. all right, you ready? You guys ready for this new segment? It's called Koala Facts. Okay, he weighs.
Do we have a segment, like a song for it?
Koala Facts. That was it.
I didn't like that.
I could have done
all.
Better. Koala Facts.
I mean, I think I need a saxophone. Ooh, oh, yeah. No, that made it.
he weighs 3.3 pounds, and we've called him Alfred. Koalas are protected in Australia under the Nature Conservation Act. In such situations, the RSPCA urges people not to handle them. So if you ever find yourself in Australia, don't handle koalas.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, Dan. I'm looking at you.
I'll remember for next time not to do it.
Okay. Oh, so you've already done it.
Oh, yeah.
Get it. Wow. And I didn't know I was dealing with a fugitive here.
I've committed crimes.
In such situations, the RSPCA urges people not to handle them and instead call animal welfare officers for help. Quote, often the animal may have no obvious signs of injury, but it may have, or it can have, internal injuries that need immediate attention, Beatty said. Police have not revealed what the crimes the woman was wanted for, nor if she will face any further charges following the koala incident. My favorite thing, and the reason I kept this article, is in content, there's nothing. Mm. There's really nothing to it. I love how mysterious it is. It's just like, hey, a woman wanted on a crime had a koala in her bag. All right, time for some koala facts. Here you go. Don't handle koalas. This one weighs 3.3 pounds. His name is Alfred. He's super cute. Let me tell you, he's a little bit dehydrated. He's feeling a bit better. He had a bit of an ucky tum. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know what charges she had, but who knows.
But koalas.
I love the mystery. That's you why do. I kept it. I like the mystery. I want some theories.
I want to know more about this woman.
I imagine she was a bank robber, and she was recruiting wild koalas.
To be
as
her
henchman.
Getaway driver. Oh, a henchman.
Yeah.
In the little black and white striped shirts.
Yeah, little masks and everything.
Oh, my God.
She's going to have an army of koalas to rob banks.
I mean, that sounds like the worst idea I've ever heard, but also the cutest idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, it would be pretty great. Although the koala was taken away from her because, you know, it's illegal. Yeah. Damn. I guess really what you could say is that she didn't have the qualifications to be a parent for that koala.
Oh,
back to you, Jim. Jim,
he's killed himself.
Jim,
he killed himself from your terrible joke.
No, he didn't. I knew he was a Bunt Day supporter. What have you done?
He's buried in the back and he's
oh
burning.
My God,
in a pile of his own filth.
He's been baked into the pan. All right, so moving on.
A poor woman has suffered the wrath of a dark entity possession. It's getting a little dark here.
Oh, yeah? Tell me all about it.
That possession being one of her possessions.
Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about it.
Dibble McLean from Wyoming felt like having some dinner one evening, and then the terrifying ordeal occurred. She opened the fridge and saw that her salad dressing was acting strangely and not dressingly.
Not dressingly?
That's right.
You fool!
Quote, I heard pop, pop, pop. I looked up. It was possessed. It was going crazy. It was shooting up in the air to the side. McLean told Fox 19. Kill 19 foxes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It sounded like a firecracker going off in the house.
Firecracker!
Real loud. And I don't know why I did that.
Okay.
She says the dressing attacked her, spraying its innards all over her clothing, the carpet, walls, and a nearby computer. You know, because you keep those near a fridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do.
The damage is being estimated at around $2,500, which I think is an exaggeration.
Yeah, it's a bit of an exaggeration,
that
I think.
That seems like how, yeah. Apparently, the particular brand of dressing, Dorothy Lynch, which I've never heard of, had been recalled due to bacteria developing inside the bottle, causing it to bubble and spew its contents.
Huh.
From just a $3... So this is a quote that's ridiculous from her. I don't even really understand what she's trying to say here. From just a $3 bottle of dressing, from the depths of my toes to the top of my head, I will never eat Dorothy Lynch again. That stuff is crazy.
How do you get to the depths of your toes?
I think you mean the bottom of your feet?
Maybe the... No, it's in the depths.
So, like, inside the
toe.
In
the toe, yeah. It got in her toe.
In the bone. Like, the little toe bones.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Huh.
Inside them toe bones.
Yeah. That's interesting, Dan.
Is it?
It's very interesting. It's so interesting that your article and my next article have so much in common. They're kind of uncanny.
This is like a first ever.
Let me tell you about mine real quick before we move on.
Yeah.
A woman claims to have been attacked.
What?
By her salad dressing.
How could this be?
You know, Dan, I gotta say, 88 episodes, mm-hmm. and this is the first time we've accidentally had the same article.
I'd say that's a pretty good tally. I think we should probably put up a sign, though, like, you know, like,
yeah,
days since the last incident.
Yeah, I think this is an unfortunate situation, but also a pretty humorous one.
It is.
I feel like I'm sad that other people are going to be shorted content, because mm-hmm. if you think
we're going to come up with a new one,
I can make one up real quick.
Yeah, that's true. You should just do the same. Do yours.
Let me pretend like you didn't do it.
But
so,
Javelle
McLean was hoping to make some dinner
when
the bottle she says was possessed
what?
Became her new husband.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I am so confused.
Not quite the same article, is it?
Not anymore.
I heard, "Will you marry me?" I looked up, and he was on that bottle dressing was on his knees proposing. What a wacky story. It was similar, but different. This is actually about a possessed bottle of salad dressing that proposes to a woman.
Oh, my God. The outcome is completely different.
Yeah, and he gets on his knees and he says, "Will you marinade with me?"
Back to you, Jim.
Jim?
He is still dead.
Oh, my God.
Still dead.
So this is unfortunate. I guess there's only going to be 5 articles this week. and you know what? In lieu of such a bizarre situation,
yeah,
maybe you should end the week. Maybe I should just go next with the one that I have.
Okay.
Do we want to shake it up?
All right, yeah.
I think it's unlikely to happen again. Hopefully this doesn't happen again, but...
You know what we could do?
What?
We could share a tale.
We could share a tale.
We haven't done that in a while.
Okay.
A personal...
Do you have one in mind?
A story.
Yeah.
Do
you have one in mind?
No, I was kind of
you're
thinking
kind of banking on me. So you came up with the idea.
I was like, let's do a story. What I was like, well, you know, you should do it though, because I just did the article. You know,
okay.
So,
I mean, I don't really have any stories. So you're kind of putting me on the spot.
I am. Yeah.
I feel like now all you've done is built it up. You're like, what we could do is share a personal story. Do you have one?
That.
No, I don't. I don't. You don't have anything. Think of something from your past. So what's the most embarrassing thing that you haven't told on the show? You do one, I'll do one.
Okay.
You gotta go first.
I've done so many embarrassing things, though.
Okay.
Well, I had... there's one story. Okay, when I was young.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, maybe...
30?
I was like maybe 30 years old. It's a couple years ago. No, I was a few years old. I was young, and my mom had just bought me some Garfield like one-piece footy pajamas.
Oh, I like it.
And I was looking cute in them. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I was rocking them jammies.
Okay,
and I think we had to go to a doctor appointment. It wasn't. I don't think it was for me. I think it was for my mother. But I was with her in the waiting room, and everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, I decided that I was going to void my bowels in such a way. I was standing upright, and I voided my bowels in such a way that it launched to the to my neck.
Oh, that's vile.
Up.
That's vile.
All the way up.
It's absolutely disgusting.
I don't know how, because, you know, I mean, if it's pointing down, but yeah. I shot it up.
That's really gross.
So much so that brand new, like, those Garfield pajamas, gone. Those are destroyed.
Just burn them.
Just burn them in the back with the bun cakes. It was, yeah, so that was something that happened. That's pretty funny.
You know,
that happened to me.
That's a good story. I like it. I like it. That's gross. That's real gross. And
and that was 3 days ago.
I like it. Good job.
Thanks.
Way to fill the void there.
I did.
Cool. Well, moving on. I will read the next article.
Oh, wow. You're really soldiering on for us.
Yep. Okay. So, Dan.
Yeah.
This one is a real good one.
Okay.
This one I'm super happy with.
I'm happy.
So, we've had a recent election.
We did.
People may feel one way or another. That's fine. We're not going to get into that. What we're going to do is we're going to travel all the way to Southern California and talk about one of their local elections.
Okay.
A Southern California man who is running for re-election as Oceanside City Treasurer successfully defeated his opponent Tuesday. Yeah, good for him.
You did it, pal.
Despite having died over a month ago.
Oh.
Yeah, Gary Ernst, 61, received 6 percentage points more of the vote than his challenger, Nadine Scott, who had tirelessly worked to inform the public of Ernst's September 23rd death. official... Man... That's a serious loss. You lost to a dead guy.
Yeah.
That's got to cut a little deep.
The public hates you that much.
Yeah, that's strong feelings. Officials in Oceanside announced that Ernst would remain on the ballot because there wasn't enough time to scrub his name. Scott, speaking to NBC7, said she hopes she will still be appointed to honor the 15,500 people who voted for her. But at least one of her critics has different plans. Oceanside City Councilman Jerry Kern, who continued to rally the public in support of Ernst after his death, hopes that Scott's defeat will lead the city council to appoint someone else. Quote, "Even though Gary passed away, he is still better qualified than she is."
Ouch.
He said in a statement. If the city doesn't appoint someone in Ernst's place, the other option would be to hold a special election, which would cost the city $500,000.
What?
Yeah, Scott said Kern is entitled to his own opinion, but argued she is certainly qualified for the position, especially over someone who is dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give her that. As bad as she is, she's probably more qualified than a dead person.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Weekend of Bernie stuff?
That'd be historic.
Take him into office. So there's like these two, like, 20-year-olds, and he's tied up to their...
With sunglasses. He's got the whole shtick down. Yeah, I like it. That's a good idea. Quote, "I have governmental experience, I have a law degree, and a legal background. I also have been a district treasurer for the last 20 years, she said. So she's got qualifications.
She's done things.
She has the qualifications.
That doesn't apply here.
Oh, that was done. I'm looking real foolish right now.
Yeah, I think you should probably get out.
Well,
I mean, just, you know, think about it, sit and stew with it, but also get the hell out.
Wow. That's strong. That's strong feelings from a dead man.
My memorial page on Facebook?
Oh, no, this is real life.
Oh, well, I'm the
beginning of the bunt pan wars.
Is now?
It's right now.
The nut wars has ended?
It has, bloodily, but finally there could be some calm.
And now there's the Bunt Wars.
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
There is only pain ahead. So, yeah, this is definitely a weird situation where someone was elected despite them being dead.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some social commentary there. Maybe not. Maybe I'm looking too far into it. Either way, it's certainly a wacky situation.
Yeah, I mean, you should really rethink your life choices if you lose in an election to a dead person.
Maybe at least rethink your political career, your future political career. If you lose to a dead man, maybe this isn't the job for you.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think people don't like you. I think that's what that says.
Yeah, I would think that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Dan, this is a bit weird, but finish us out for the week.
Oh, okay. A college student who had his candy bar stolen out of his car was given more than enough compensation.
And then he voted in an election, and a dead man won.
Back to you.
How embarrassing if we had done it twice in a row.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
A guy died, and then he got elected. After Kansas State University student Hunter Jobbins... left his
Jobbins. That sounds like one of the names we'd make up for the co-host.
It really does.
Hell, this is my co-host Andrew Jobbins.
Jobbins. He left his car unlocked to go get something from his dorm and brazenly left his Kit Kat candy bar in the cup holder.
How brazen of him.
Yeah, what a foolish man. Mm-hmm. Upon returning, he found the decadent candy treat gone without a trace.
Gone with the wind.
Thank you. Actually, there was a note left. It read, "I love Kit Kats, so I checked your door and it was unlocked. Did not take anything other than the Kit Kat. I am sorry and hungry."
What a polite thief.
Yeah. Jobbins posted the note on Twitter and it went viral.
I gotta go back on what I just said.
It's viral.
Viral. It went viral. Now, while being polite, that is an inexcusable offense because Kit Kats are amazing. Kit Kats are super good. I think they get overlooked because they're so plain.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Oh, I see what you did. Oh, wow. You went all the way there, huh?
What happened?
Yeah. But Kit Kats are actually really good. Kit Kats are super great. But I think they're definitely not people's favorite.
No,
it's a seldom mentioned candy bar. I never hear people like, "Oh, I can't wait to get a Kit Kat." It's always like, "Oh, I want a Twix because Twix is the best," or like a Reese's cup. Whoa, you better say Twix isn't amazing.
You said it's the best.
It is the best.
I don't agree with
it's
that.
It's Twix.
No, that's not true.
There is a hierarchy. We're getting on a tangent here.
Okay,
if it includes chocolate.
Just let me know what you're going to say so that I can tell you you're wrong.
Yeah, okay, great.
Okay.
So if it includes chocolate,
yeah,
it goes Twix, Snickers,
no,
Reese's.
That's wrong.
If it doesn't include chocolate...
In ascending or descending order?
Descending. Best being Twix, then Snickers, then Reese's.
Okay, so that's very much the opposite and not true.
Yeah. Those are perfect.
No.
Those are perfect in every way. Do you not like caramel?
Reese's is superior. Yeah, I do. I love caramel so much that Milky Way is the best.
No, because it's too
or
much.
Or Caramello.
Yes, Caramello was amazing. I'm talking about mainstream, though. That's that Brit stuff, all right? I love it, too, but...
What, you got a problem with Cadbury?
No, Cadbury is the greatest chocolate manufacturer in the history of all time.
Don't go all America on me.
I'm sorry, we're talking about commonplace. I don't have to go to a specialty location to find it.
I don't like Twix. I like the crunch of a Kit Kat more than Twix.
Yeah, that's wrong. Twix are amazing. Yeah, and I feel like the majority of people listening to this are on my side.
I think that is a broad assumption.
No, I think that America's favorite candy bar is Twix.
I think that...
I'd be willing to bet. I'd be willing to bet a sum of money because...
A sum of money.
Yeah, I guarantee.
3 cents.
You know, this would actually be a really funny idea. I might make a Facebook poll. I don't know if people know. We have a Facebook page Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Where you can get updates. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but it's actually a really cool resource. You should use it because we post when... the two different shows that we have going, or three different shows, are posted. When the three different shows are posted.
Might have more.
And I want to use more, but there's not enough activity. But if there were more activity, I'd be inclined to. However, so I'm going to make a poll.
Okay.
On the best candy bars. And Twix is going to be up there. And you people, don't let me down. You better vote for Twix, because Twix is the best. However, okay, I didn't get what I was saying.
Well, you can't force them.
No, it's up to them, but Twix is better.
But it's not, though.
True. But... If it doesn't include chocolate, it's still a candy bar, but I feel like when you say candy bar, you're implying a chocolate-related good.
Yeah.
So I don't think this technically counts as a candy bar, but it still is. No, because that still has...
Payday.
Payday is actually my all-time favorite candy bar above everything ever. But if you're just saying like candy bars with chocolate, then we have to do other things. Payday is my absolute top.
Oh, man. I forgot about Mounds.
Ooh, Mounds are great. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about them.
But yeah, Paydays are dope because it's salty, it's sweet, it's nutty, it's fantastic. Oh, my good Lord. I love Payday. Anyway, Dan, tell me about this Kit Kat.
Kit Katzman Jobbins. So his posting on Twitter went so viral that Hershey's sent a representative to see him and gave him 6,500 Kit Kats of his own.
Hey, Dan, I got a really wacky idea. There's a Twix right now in my cup holder in the car.
You want me to go snatch?
Yeah, can you snatch it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you steal it? What should I do with it?
Eat it. Okay. Whatever you want, really. I don't care.
Poisoned?
I just want 6,000 Twix.
I don't think it'll work now that it's already happened, though.
Yeah, but it might.
They'll just think you're an asshole.
It might.
Hey, but it might. Who? what am I to say? Maybe you should do it with another candy.
Payday.
Skittles. Fill your car with Skittles.
Yeah, that's too much Skittles. I like Skittles, but not that much.
You don't want to taste the rainbow?
Not that much. Not 6,000 bags worth. Well, that's certainly generous of the Kit Kat Company Corporation, Hershey's, right?
Kit Katzman Incorporated? Yeah, it's Hershey's. So he filled his car like crazy up to the, his neck with Kit Kats, and he drove around the campus and was handing out Kit Kats to everyone.
Nice. That's very nice of him. Do Cadbury cream eggs count as candy bars? That's a lot of C's.
It's not a
Do
bar.
Do Cadbury cream eggs count as candy bars?
Candy cars.
Because if so, that's really high up on my list. That might be like number two.
I don't know. It's not a bar in the shape alone. It's an egg.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love them. They're very divisive, though.
I like the caramel cream eggs.
Those are great, too. There's also fudge ones, which are fantastic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but cream eggs are very divisive. Mm. I feel like they're either love, hate. And I know a lot of people that hate them, and the people I know who love them they feel very strongly about them. I'm one of them. I go nuts every time I see them. When I see them, I buy up hordes. My mom, North Carolina, she'll send me like care packages every once in a while for major holidays.
Yeah.
Easter being one of them. And every Easter, she'll send me boxes of Cadbury cream eggs. I'm not talking about like, here's a few Cadbury cream eggs. I'm talking about those four packs, but like six of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
So many. And then they're gone very quickly.
And they're gone the minute you get them.
Yeah.
You eat them. Do you just eat the foil too?
Yeah. I'm not wasting time. I just shove them down my throat. I don't even enjoy them. I just eat them.
It just tastes like foil.
Just eat them through my tears. No, but I love Cadbury cream eggs. I love Payday. Twix is dope. I'll give it to you. Milky Way is great.
Mm.
So is Reese's.
Yeah.
Those mounds. Wow, candy and chocolate is just great.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be one of those people that didn't have a sweet tooth. Because it's you know, responsible for weight gain.
To not have a sweet tooth?
Yeah, you know, like, or no, to have one. Right? Because if you want sweet stuff all the time, like I do, it's hard. It's hard to like, it's you know, it's like a drug.
It is.
I wish I was one of those people that didn't like sweet things. I feel like it'd be a lot easier to keep, you know, keep the weight off.
Nicole likes the savory stuff, not the sweet stuff.
I love sweet stuff. Ooh.
Mm. Give me that sweet stuff.
Good stuff.
Give me some of that good stuff.
Okay, so on that sing-songy note, that's the end of the show, folks. Go ahead and leave. Bye. Goodbye. No, stay around so I can tell you a few things.
Okay.
First, I don't usually say this, but since I mentioned it earlier, I will reiterate. Come on, head over to the Facebook page. Put a like on that page. It's Ghost Ship Radio Network on Facebook, and it's a really great way to for us to update when shows are launching. I'd like to do more with it, but without people on it, it seems like kind of a wasted effort if there's not a good chunk of people actively using it. Maybe not, though.
You got to put yourself out there first, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what it's all about,
need to do Twitter. Oh, do that Twitter.
I don't do the Twitter. It's too much for me. Well, check that out. But let me tell you where you can find us. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all of the places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. And that's all for this week.
And remember, in 2015, San Jose police stopped a man from committing suicide by sending him pizza and a phone using a bomb disposal robot.
Thanks for joining us. Zippity zap zip zabble zoo. Do you agree?
I would disagree with the zabble do part. Okay. I find that to be racist.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.